station, Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hi, family. Welcome to week 8 of this intrapersonal Sabbath School commentary on the book of Revelation. Today's lesson is titled Satan, a defeated enemy. Today we will talk about a woman, a dragon, and a lamb. Sounds familiar? Well, it probably is. If it doesn't, I encourage you to go back and binge listen to our previous episodes of this season on the book of the Apocalypse. But before that, let me thank my gorgeous wife yet again for these beautiful tracks that you can hear in the background. I hope that you have been blessed by her ministry as much as I have. I also would like to send a warm welcome to all of you listening from far and near, in particular today to our newest Adventist Reflection family members from Croatia and Zambia. My intercessory prayers have been lifted up on your behalf daily. So, last week we reflected on character building ideas related to trouble sometimes. Times where, despite the afflictions, God is in control of all things, and He never abandons those who are found with the seal of God. Today, however, there is a beast that is again described in the book of Revelation, but is far from desiring to worship God. This beast is different. Our reflection today is based on chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. In this chapter, we first see a woman who is about to deliver a child. After this woman suffers great peril and persecution, her seed is also persecuted by that same beast that we mentioned just now. It is interesting to see the imagery found here. This is the same picture we found at the very beginning of the fall of humanity to sin. We find in the book of Genesis chapter 3 that the woman who would from there on suffer during childbirthing will also have enmity with the devil, because the devil will seek to destroy the seed of the woman. Historically speaking, we know this seed to be Jesus Christ. The same Michael that we find in Daniel chapter 12, and which we find in Revelation chapter 12, 7 to 9, fighting against the beast. However, there is yet much more concerning you and I. The book of Revelation is sequential, and its symbolic aspects build up foundation for what is to come. Various parallels are found among its chapters, which at times may appear as repetitive. Nevertheless, a closer look permits us to discover messages that are repeated but also enhanced. For example, we already saw that Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain, was presented before the Father, who accepted His sacrifice as sufficient for the execution of the plan of salvation. We saw that in episode 4 of this podcast season. This same acceptance by the Father denotes the victory of Christ over Satan at the cross. Christ said in John chapter 12, verses 31 and 32, "Now is this world to be judged. Now will the ruler of this world, that is Satan, be sent out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will make all men come to me." Thus, the image of worthiness and victory in Revelation chapter 5 are also found, yet expanded with greater detail in Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 10, where Christ fights and wins against the devil and his angel followers and cuts access to them from heaven. Verse 10 says, "Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ, because who is the accuser of our brothers before God day and night is forced down." So, following the principle of repetition and expansion found in the book of Revelation, the seed of the woman goes beyond Christ alone. and thus expands to all of those who are followers of Christ. Revelation chapter 12 verses 11 and 17 describe these are those victorious because of the blood of the Lamb and their testimony or witness. Sounds familiar? Have the blood of the Lamb? Witnesses? Witnessing? Or giving testimony? Loving God unto death? Is this a coincidence? Not at all. This is an expansion of the perils we have already described in previous episodes, as we found in this podcast, but supremely important as found in the Bible in previous chapters of the book of Revelation. The scenes found in chapter 12 describe a people who would be persecuted, challenged, oppressed, and persuaded to leave behind the testimony of Jesus Christ. But let us uncover first, who is this oppressor and persecutor? Who is this beast spoken of in verse 3 of Revelation chapter 12? By now, you will have already figured out that this beast is that same dragon, the serpent of all, Satan. I'll be honest with you, I don't want to spend too much time talking about him because he's not worth God's time and therefore he shouldn't be worth yours or my time. However, it is important to point out that the description provided in chapter 12 of Revelation tells us about his methods to try and ensure that people lose their eternal salvation. The same method utilized by Satan, the enemy, to get the angels to follow him is the same method that he will utilize to deceive many today, and even more so as Jesus' soon return approaches. Matthew 24:24 says that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. Praise God that he protects us. The elect, those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb daily so that we are not and will not be deceived. Satan's method has been and will always be deception until the end. His tactics don't change. Isaiah 9:14-15 tells us that with the tail deception is performed. Revelation 12:4 points that this method of lies and misconstructs were used to deceive angels in heaven, and with lies he will seek to deceive you and I. But how could you be deceived by the devil? You would certainly not choose to follow Satan openly, would you? In fact, I will hazard guess that nobody in their right spiritual mind will choose to follow this destroyer. So, why would this happen? The answer is in the deception and the powers that he retains. My friend, the Bible says that we are to be cautious of those coming with sheepskins covering their true wolf identity. Satan is the master crafter of this. However, we will unpack more of this in the next week's lesson, where we will talk about the dragon's best buddies. For now, let me tell you something. Let me share about the quick answer to overcome the deception. This is where the key character building idea of this week's podcast is found. Let us read it in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, which says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." My friends, whatever you do, whatever you follow, this must be based on accepting and declaring Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and giving witness to the world about this freedom you now have. But there is more. Revelation 12:17 says that this testimony is based on the commandments of God. This, my beloved listener, is the dragon's master deception. The idea of God's commandments being irrelevant today. The dragon is wise. He knows that you won't stop declaring Jesus as your Savior, but if he can get you to deny Jesus by failing to follow God's commandments, he has achieved his purpose. Your faith in Jesus and God's commandment keeping come hand in hand and cannot be separated. This is expressed here and is expanded in subsequent chapters until the end of the book of Revelation. In fact, Revelation 22, the last chapter of the book, says that those who keep the commandments are those who are granted eternal life. As impossible as this might seem, if you ever heard that the commandments of God, as found in the Bible, as written by God's own finger, have been abolished or thrown away when Christ died on the cross, this is a lie. A deception masterfully crafted by the serpent of old to rob you from eternal life. If you have followed that deception, don't feel guilty about it. It is a deception, so you have been mistaken. You have been lied upon. My dear listener, as scary as this all might seem, thinking of dragons, serpents, lies, and death, God has already conquered at the cross by defeating Satan, who cannot any longer have access to God's presence. The book of Job chapters 1 and 2 describes how Satan accessed freely heaven with his primary purpose to accuse you and I. A similar event is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 20, where Satan presented himself again in heaven before God as a lying spirit. Oh friends, this is no longer the case. Satan is defeated. He can no longer accuse you at all before the presence of God in heaven. But instead, good news, you have an advocate with the Father who empathizes with you and I, empathizes with your struggles. Turn to him, repent, follow his commandments, embrace his love, finding this freedom from the guilt of sin. This advocate is Jesus Christ. As we finish this episode, I invite you to take this homework. When you finish from commuting to and from work, perhaps from delivering the kids to school, or when you finish doing your shopping, you're listening to this podcast, or maybe you're finishing your exercise or working out, perhaps you can do it here and now. I would like to challenge you and invite you to go and find your Bible and read the following passages. Number 1, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 13. Number 2, Hebrews 2:14. Number 3, John 12:31-32. Number 4, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 20-22. And lastly, Philippians chapter 2 verses 9-11. I hope and pray that as you read these passages, your faith and desire to know Christ increases even more than before you started this podcast. Remember that if you have any comments or questions about this podcast or anything else in particular, please send them to me via Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Adventist Reflections, either publicly or privately. But for now, let us worship with our characters, Him who owns the kingdoms of this world now, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.